You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. With half a dozen states going to assembly elections by 2023 end, the Union government has asked all ministries to accelerate capital expenditure and spending on centrally sponsored schemes. A similar advisory has also been issued to the central public sector enterprises and departmental undertakings, including railways and the National Highways Authority of India. The idea is to maximize spending in the first half of the year so that at least 50% of annual budget capex is implemented by September end and 75% by December end. In the last fiscal year, these figures were 45.7% and 65.4% respectively. The centre has raised the capex target by 36% on year to Rs 10 trillion, including Rs 1.3 trillion capex loans to states, for financial year 24 from Rs 7.36 trillion, including Rs 81,200 crore to states, in financial year 23 to continue the public investment-led economic recovery. In the aviation sector, the Committee of Creditors of Go First have approved an interim funding of around Rs 450 crore for the airline to restart its operations. Sources said that the approval by the COC, which was granted last week, is in principle in nature, and the respective banks will now need to get approval from their boards. The COC comprises Central Bank of India, Bank of Baroda, IDBI Bank and Deutsche Bank. Go First, which filed for voluntary insolvency on May 3rd, owes Rs 6,521 crore to its financial creditors, according to its filings with the National Company Law Tribunal. Of this, Rs 1,300 crore has been drawn under the government's Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme. Upon including the dues of the vendors, the total dues of the airline stand at Rs 11,463 crore. The airline's operations are currently suspended till June 28. On to the tech sector. Unlike the European Union model of stressing overly on regulations, India's upcoming Digital India Act will give equal weightage to innovation and social issues, Communications and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told FE in an interview. This means that the regulations will not only protect the safety of users, but also give space to companies for developing new technologies without imposing rules which throttle innovation. Even with regard to social media companies in the context of Section 79 Safe Harbor status, the regulations will ensure the accountability of all the three stakeholders, users, platforms and government. Vaishnav said, quote, "Globally, it is needed that there should be accountability of social media platforms. In India, we will try to set the stage in a way where probably we should become the thought leader in the world," unquote. Meanwhile, southwest monsoon has been in an active mode and advanced into Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Punjab and Haryana, the India Meteorological Department said on Sunday, adding the rainfall deficiency was down 28%. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, Director General IMD, said low pressure area currently developing over Bay of Bengal and active monsoon conditions will bring widespread rainfall activities over East, Central, Northwest and West India over next 3 to 5 days. The monsoon rains in the last couple of days have brought down the cumulative rainfall deficiency during June 1st to 25th to 28% of the benchmark long period average from 47% reported a week ago. First time since 1961, monsoon rain has covered both Mumbai and Delhi on the same day. Moving on, financials continue to be the golden goose for the top performing mid-cap funds. The sector ranks first in terms of exposure of three of the top five funds on a three-year basis. At the same time, mid-cap funds are also going heavy on the auto sector. The PGIM India Mid-Cap Opportunities Fund, Regular Plan, Quant Mid-Cap Fund and HDFC Mid-Cap Opportunities Fund, which have returned 39.2%, 37.8% and 36.8% on a three-year basis, have a 17.3%, 27.3% and 21.6% exposure to financials, the most among their respective portfolios. The second best mid-cap performer, SBI Magnum Mid-Cap Fund, boasts of 39.4% returns in 3 years and has 10% exposure to financials. Its preferred bet is auto, 15.7% exposure, and capital goods, 14.3%. Let's talk about the stocks you need to watch out today. These include HDFC Life, ICICI Bank, TCS, Asian Paints, Yes Bank, ICICI Securities, among others. ICICI Bank and ICICI Securities will consider a proposal for delisting of equity shares of ICICI Securities. The board of directors for the respective companies will convene on 29 June to discuss the matter. HDFC Life Insurance, on the other hand, received a demand notice of Rs. 942 crore for non-payment of goods and services tax dues. HDFC Life deposited Rs. 250 crore under protest but will change the demand notice. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.